Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. If you listened to the podcast a couple weeks ago, I told you that momentum, not motivation, gives you sustained success. As much as I love seeing motivational posters with my quotes in gyms, I know that it is not motivation that helps people gain strength and lose weight in the gym, but it is consistency, showing up every day, day after day, even on the bad days, until the habit becomes automatic, that makes you successful. I also know that people like to create arbitrary dates to start their fitness journeys. The day they pick to start is almost never the best day to start because that time is right now. But how many times do we say the diet starts on Monday or January 1st? I'm finally quitting smoking, or my New Year's resolution is to lose 20 pounds. I want you to think about that and then be honest with yourself. What's the magic of Mondays? The first of every month, and even January 1, let's just call it what it is, procrastination. It's putting off something you know you need to do, maybe even something you want to do. It is easier to say you'll start someday. You pick in the future because it means you don't have to do the work today. Let's terminate procrastination. It's why I wanted to start the Finish Strong Challenge. We shared the first workout in today's Arnold's Pump Club newsletter. If you're not already getting the newsletter, you can sign up at arnoldspumpclub.com. We'll be sending workouts for the challenge every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday until the new year. You don't have to think about anything. You just have to do it. We want to grow this village and give you more motivation to start your momentum now so you aren't flat-footed and starting from zero. On January 1st, we ask that you share your workouts on your favorite social media sites, tag me, and use the hashtag Arnold's Challenge. We will pick three random winners who post their workouts and give them $1,000 each. If you're part of the Pump app, just keep doing your normal workouts and post those because, you know, we are fanatics about sticking to the program. That's pretty good motivation to start building your routine now, isn't it? So what are you waiting for? It's time to take action today. Before I go, I have to tell you something that gave me a good laugh and something new I learned. Last week, the Oxford Dictionary named Riz its word of the year. If you're like me and weren't sure what they were talking about, Riz is short for charisma and is used to describe style, charm, or attractiveness. I had never heard of this, but I felt a little better when Adam and Daniel also said they weren't familiar with the term. But here's the interesting thing I learned. Adam told me that there's science behind the timing of your charisma. We can't teach you to increase your Riz, but if you want people to see the most charismatic version of yourself, research suggests you might want to look at your sleep patterns. Research suggests that your charisma peaks based on your sleep schedule. Scientists found that your circadian clock, the 24-hour cycle most people think about for sleep, but is also connected to your cognitive function and mood, determines when you're most charismatic. In particular, early risers are more charming in the morning, while those who go to bed later tend to have more charm in the evening. The research suggests that charisma isn't necessarily something you learn. Rather, it's something that's programmed into your sleep chronotype preference. In other words, you can use self-awareness of when you are most compelling and energetic to determine if you're more of a morning person or a night owl. Or, while somewhat obvious, if you want to maximize your creativity or persuasion, time meetings, work, or activities around your sleep schedule. If you're an early riser, try to schedule those moments earlier in the day. And if you stay up later, expect to peak in the afternoon. Something to think about as you schedule your days and try to time moments when you can shine. That's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism. But I do have an important mission to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.